Preston and Steve Fun Size.
Yep. All right, we're ready for clips now. Ewan McGregor and his friend Charlie Borman travel from Argentina to Los Angeles on electric motorcycles in Long Way Up. In this clip, Ewan discusses prepping for the 13,000-mile journey. Here we go.
Once we decided to go electric, we had to learn as much as we could about it, trying to find the right bike to give us the longest range, the fastest charging. And we were lucky to settle on the Harley Davidson Livewire, which was not yet in production. And then we asked Harley Davidson if they would build a version of their Livewire for us that was a dual sports bike, so that it was better for riding off-road as well.
Shut the fuck up!
He's done travel shows in the past.
Yeah. He loves it.
He's great, man.
I wonder what kind of mileage he's getting on this electric Harley.
Well, so I've been looking at electric scooters.
Yeah.
I'm in the market to sell my Vespa, and so Segway has a couple of scooters. Now, listen, those are smaller.
Right.
And they only have like a 52-mile range or whatever, but you got to figure...
How often are you going to be taking your scooter more than 50 miles?
Exactly.
So,
yeah,
you should be fine.
Exactly.
You don't want to get out on the open road, head to Sturgis?
Hey, guys.
How you guys doing?
How's it going, guys?
Yeah, I'm on the radio in Philadelphia.
What's your name, son?
My name's Casey, and I do a radio show in Philadelphia.
Wait, don't you have one?
Oh, no, like a sit-down scooter. Like, I have a stand-up scooter.
What kind of bike is that? Is that electric?
Yeah. More like a motor.
I bought it on Amazon.
Wait, the one you have is stand-up?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
it's fun,
that
man.
Into work before?
No. He rode the Vespa.
Oh, Vespa. Do you still have that?
I do. So I want to sell that. Everybody wants to buy a beautiful Vespa, selling it for like $2,500.
S-150? Have you made good efforts to try and sell that?
Never.
Okay.
This
is the most I've ever done to sell
the
it.
Debut?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was thinking about trading it in.
What do you need so many little motorized vehicles for?
Like down the shore, man, you need
use the stand-up scooter.
I do. But like if I want to go a little bit further.
I've ridden on it. It's a lot of fun. And you can get like 8 miles on a charge, something like that, you said?
Longer, right?
Well, so if I didn't weigh as much, I could probably get like 12 miles on a charge, which is a decent amount. But I weigh more, so I probably only get like 8 miles on that charge or whatever. But, you know, that gets me to where I need to go. If I need to go to Britain's to get some, apple fritters or whatever, I can do that.
All right. I got to add my weight, 15 pounds of apple fritters.
I can't wait to get you.
I can't make it home.
Yeah, I can't wait to get you.
I want an apple fritter.
So an electric scooter instead of the Vespa.
Yeah.
Why you want to go electric? Any particular reason?
It's just you know, it was tickling my fancy this week. I really wanted to get a Honda Ruckus. You cannot find Honda Ruckus or Honda Metropolitans anywhere.
Well, you know, people have been buying them up like crazy.
It's crazy.
I don't even know what a Honda Ruckus is.
It's like kind of like an industrial looking scooter. It's like tough. Right, but it's only like 49 cc.
You like my hog?
Yeah, it's like all like pipes and stuff. It's kind of a cool looking scooter. You just can't find them anywhere.
Sure,
you can pull up a picture for Preston to take a look at it. But like DHY Motorsports, right? They're a big friend of the
show
of the show the station. They always hook us up at like Christmas Miracle Time. You can't find a scooter at their store. Uh-huh. You just can't. They just don't exist anywhere. Unless you want to buy it pre-owned. Then that's cool looking?
That's real tough looking.
Real tough looking, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Sure.
So tough.
Not tough at all.
I don't know if I'm tough enough to wear to ride a ruckus, though.
Ride a ruckus?
Yeah. What you driving there, son?
It's a ruckus. And look, there's a pouch on the back for my candy.
and apple fritters.
I got 9 pounds of apple fritters in here, and I can still go 15 miles.
Do fritters travel well?
Oh, yeah.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's my regular Sunday morning thing, baby.
What's a fritter?
Oh, yeah. I would think you'd have to get them at the place, and then you can't take them home.
What is it? Is it like a donut?
No. You never had a fritter?
It's like a donut.
Yeah, it's a pastry.
It's
like
a glazed donut.
Fried.
Deep fried.
With
right?
apple pie type filling.
Right. Yep. Like the original McDonald's apple pies were kind of like fritters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen, as far as I know, you can't... like you can't get a fritter at Britain's and eat it there. You have to take it home, right?
All right.
There used to be this Amish market. It's not there anymore. They had blueberry fritters.
Okay.
Which was like, if you thought apple fritters were great, blueberries are like 10 notches.
10 pounds of apple fritters and 10 pounds of blueberry fritters.
So if Britain's is listening.
I don't think I can make it home.
No, I'm going to have to walk a half mile.
I'm going to have to walk this thing 2 miles.
Hang on. Nick has wants to chat with Casey. Hi, Nick. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys this morning?
Good, bud. You're interested in Casey's Vespa?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. That's not a bad deal. I mean, it's coming from him.
It is coming from me.
It's been vetted too. You know where you can rely on him. He's a higher profile person. He's not going to run. You know where he's on the air every morning.
You know where to find me.
Yeah.
Where do you live, Nick?
Oh, this is sounding better.
I'll find you. I know where you work.
Just got so creepy.
Wow. Should we have Nick email you, Casey, or not?
Yeah, get his information, his phone number, email address.
All right,
Nick, where do you live, by the way?
I live in Marlton, New Jersey.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's right. Another state.
It is another state.
Hang on a second, Nick, unless you want to laugh one more time for us.
No, what?
Oh my God. Steve, he sounds like one of those laugh boxes.
Yes.
Wow.
You want to know why I'm always smiling?
All right. Thank you, Nick. Hang on.
Thank you.
All right.
It's the scars, isn't it? Yeah. I want to be able to ride my scooter and go get apple fritters. But my wife said you can't eat apple fritters all day. And I was tired of seeing her sad. So I cut a smile on my face.
Wow.
All right.
You never know where things are going to go on this show.
No.
You just never know.
No. All right.
We were talking about Ewan McGregor.
That's how we got started on this. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. He was electric Harley Davidson.
The Joker's buying apple fritters.
All right. Now we got to take a break. All right, enough. We're going to take a break.
I'll buy your scooter!
We're going to come back in a moment. Make sure you stay with us.
Get the whole Preston and Steve Show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com.